It's considered a victory for charter school advocates. State education officials are lifting a temporary moratorium on new charter schools in Boston and Lawrence amid growing demand for seats. The move could clear the way for 1,000 additional student seats in Boston alone. For more this morning, we're joined by State Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester. Good morning, and thanks for speaking a morning edition.
Bob, I'm happy to speak with you this morning.
Commissioner, let me ask you, what prompted the move to lift the temporary cap on charter schools?
Well, there's a tremendous demand in some of our cities, particularly Boston, as well as a few other cities, Lawrence and Springfield, for charter school seats and the opportunity both to expand existing charter schools and to open new charter schools. We lifted the cap. The legislature passed legislation 2 years ago that effectively doubles over the next 5 or 6 years the number of seats for charter schools in our urban school districts. And so we've had quite a bit of interest in accessing those seats, and we've, in fact, chartered 16 new charter schools that will open. Some have opened this school year, some will open next school year, as well as over the next few school years.
So this is primarily then driven by demand from students who want to get into charter schools and demand by their parents who say, we want our kids to get in.
No question about it. Parents are looking for high-quality options for their children, that whether those options are in traditional public schools, because we have traditional public schools in Boston, in all of our cities, that are highly sought-after placements, as well as placements in charter schools.
So do you think that this is going to mean a flood of charter school proposals in the coming months?
Yeah, I do expect tremendous interest. Boston is really a focal point for that interest, but it's not the only city. We're seeing it in other cities as well, including Springfield, including Worcester, including Lawrence, Massachusetts. So I do expect that there'll be substantial interest.
Which I assume is not to say that all charter schools who apply will be approved. You're not going to simply approve schools simply because there is increased demand.
That's correct, Bob. We look for high-quality applications. We look for applications from individuals and groups that have had success in running charter schools, have had success in running charter schools with urban populations, and we do not approve any new applications that don't meet that high bar of quality. And as well, we can't approve any more charter schools than the seats allow us.
Respond to someone who runs or supports a non-charter public school who say, well, this just further threatens this system.
You know, my first and foremost concern is for providing high-quality options for every student in the Commonwealth. And most of our schools are high-quality, but they're not all there. And so my interest is not in expanding charter schools. It's not in protecting traditional schools. My interest is providing a high-quality option for each and every student, and if that's a charter school, so be it. If it's a traditional public school, so be it.
Commissioner, in Boston, the opening of new charter schools or more students simply going to charter schools may end up increasing the cost of student transportation in the city, which the Boston School Department is having a hard time grappling with. How to address that?
You know, this is a concern of mine as well. The cost of transportation in Boston is chewing up an ever-increasing proportion of the budget, and it's not clear that that's money well spent. We certainly could be directing that directly to educational programs. So I am sympathetic to this concern, and it's something that I will be speaking to the superintendent in Boston about. I am concerned that as we expand charter schools, it exacerbates the transportation costs for the district, which are not just driven by charter schools. They're driven by the choice program, which is a legacy of the last few decades in Boston. So I think we need to get a handle on that, and I think the state owes it to Boston to help them get a handle on that.
State Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks a lot. Take care.